What is it with you and Wales?
I know, I do like it down there. I really, really do. I genuinely love it. Like, I've had so many great times down there that whenever I drive over the bridge, I sort of, my chest starts to get a bit big. I remember the fondest times of, like, my professional life, really, or some of them working there, being in a room with Ruth writing the show, you know?
You talk about the fondest times in your professional life, and it has been an extraordinary kind of run of success, but there were a couple of little downs, weren't there?
No, absolutely. Yeah. I made some mistakes. It's funny.
Did you make mistakes? Is that what happened? Is that how you perceive it?
Without question. No doubt about that. Yeah. But it's funny. I read, someone wrote something the other day, and I read it, and it was talking about this absolute. I think it said that I was on the scrap heap. And I remember at the time, when it was, basically I made a sketch show and a film that were really, really not close to being good enough.
Know that when you were doing it?
Well, the film I see is a slightly different thing because
Matt and I,
it's called The Lesbian Vampire Killers, and Matt and I actually auditioned for that film like a year before we even shot. So basically we auditioned for the film before Gavin and Stacey had even been on BBC Three. We shot it just soon after it had been on BBC Three, and in the time of us shooting it and the film coming out, the show had become far bigger than any of us could have ever predicted. So, like, I'm not the first person in my career to make a film before things have happened that's then come out that isn't very good, that if it came up today, I wouldn't make it.
Sure.
But at that time, it's not like we're all flush with money and can say no to jobs around. So that I sort
it
of
never
see
stopped
as a,
Michael Caine.
Well, exactly. Well, that as I, you know, like... So that I see as a different thing to the sketch show in a sense, which is a show that we created and are absolutely responsible for, and our names were on it. And it's a skill writing sketches. It really, really is. You have a new idea every three pages, which different to writing a show like The Wrong Man's, which is now, or Gavin and Stacey, where I became very aware very quickly that when it comes to writing, I'm at my best with like an arc of a story that has a beginning, a middle and an end, as opposed to a setup and a punchline. It's not really what my skill is, and you only learn that by doing it, and most people learn it up at the Edinburgh Festival doing it for 5 years
or
and
in
go,
the back room of a pub
exactly
somewhere,
above
yeah.
you know, the King's Head or whatever. But we sort of learnt doing our first ever thing on the BBC, and it was a very, very swift learning curve. But that idea of like your career being in such jeopardy, like I remember at that time, and we were writing series three of Gavin and Stacey. So I remember when I read this piece the other day saying I was on this career scrap heap, I remember thinking, well, if I'm on the scrap heap when I'm writing this really popular show that's about to move to BBC One, that's not a bad scrap heap, and I'll happily get on that scrap heap again, you know? So I don't think it was ever as bad as it feels, but yes, it was a real learning curve, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity at writing something else.
I don't want to get Nietzschean and all of that course. Sort of stuff, but is it that, you know, that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger? You
got
to learn from that.
Well, you learn so much more from your failures than you ever do from your successes.
Yeah.
If anything, the thing you learn from your successes is the truth is you have to take it all with a bag of salt.
Yeah.
Because so often you are either the greatest thing on the planet or absolutely
rubbish.
Treat
them both as imposters.
Well, also neither of those things are true.
No, exactly.
They're never
imposters.
Ever
it's
true.
Rubbish.
You're just sort of carrying on. And all of your choices are half luck.